Hello, hello. Welcome to the M1 Show. Your M1 Boo is here. I have a special guest, a new special guest. I would like her to introduce herself, and here she is.
Hi, world. It's Shataria, the best person in the world.
Okay.
Mike's best friend.
This is a false statement. But, Shataria, can you tell us about yourself? You know, how you met me?
I met Mike. He was a young man that worked at the CRC. He looked very intimidated, you know, when I first walked by him and said hello. And I kind of grew on him. And so I used to come by and talk to him every day to make him feel better, you know, to be able to talk to such a beautiful woman. And I guess he just became a good friend of mine because he realized that I was superior to him in sports, especially football. So he just had to go ahead and just start the friendship because he knew that I was going places with my column and he wasn't.
So before I touch on your lack of knowledge on sports, like there's nowadays you don't see a lot of women involved in sports.
You don't, and I don't like that because a lot of people see me and they're like, oh, you like sports? And I'm like, yeah. I can't have a husband that doesn't like sports. That's really important to me.
Really? It's really important to you?
It is very important
to
me.
That's interesting, because I breathe and eat sports, and, like, some of the women that I go after don't include themselves in sports.
And that's a shame. More women should.
Why do you think so?
Why do I think more women should be involved in sports? Well, you know, I'm not really into all the feminine stuff.
You're a man.
Well, in my prior life, maybe. Those are just jokes, people. Those are just jokes. I actually didn't start liking football until I joined the band in high school. Sports is something that has to really grow on women because, you know, we're small. We're put into, like, ballet, arts. We actually have to go out and seek these things and have it grow on us, and it grew on me.
Okay. All right, so going into your world of sports, you said you're a Gator fan?
I am a Gator fan.
But you're from Alabama?
I'm from Alabama, yes I am.
And you're a Bears fan?
I am a Bears fan.
But you're from Alabama?
Alabama doesn't have professional sports.
I didn't say they did. But you're from Alabama?
Yes, I am a Southern Belle from Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay.
Liberal, not conservative.
Okay. So, just quick, I'm not going to touch too much on this, but you said you have some preseason pick that you want to discuss?
I do have a preseason pick. I haven't really filled out my top 10. I have my top one. I'm going with Oklahoma. I'm not going to say go Sooners, but I'm going to be open-minded and look at everything out there, and I'm just going to go ahead and put Oklahoma in the number one spot.
So people usually have come up with, like, their top preseason picks for college football, but I never heard of someone who come up with one top pick. That is Shataria for you.
That's because, Mike, I'm an engineer, okay? I have a lot of studying going on. I have a lot to do. I have to get my sports research in when I can. But I didn't even have to do research to realize that Oklahoma should be number one. It's just like something that came to me. That's just how good I am in sports.
Okay, we're switching gears now.
Okay.
Now this is the freelance part of the segment where I just ask any question that comes
to
mind.
All right, you have
about 15 seconds to answer each question. First question, tell me about your worst date.
Well, like, I don't really go on dates. So,
you don't really go on dates?
No.
Okay.
Which is sad.
It is.
It is.
You hear this. It is sad.
But can I talk about my ideal date?
Yes, you can.
That would be, my ideal proposal for marriage would be at the Super Bowl or the championship football game. And my husband would be like, will you marry me? And that's what I would like. I would like to be proposed to at a sporting event.
Next question.
Especially football.
What
You're
is up with your Twitter
off.
Statuses? It is, like, gothic.
These
so
are all lies. What do you mean by gothic?
If anybody has been on Shataria's Twitter status, it is all negative.
These
she
are all lies.
She gets trapped on by birds.
True story. That's a true story.
Okay.
The bird actually did crap on me at the baseball game.
Okay. Last question. Where do you see yourself in 2 minutes?
2 minutes? Yes. I'm playing Bubble Breaker because that's what I was doing before I started this interview.
Okay, and you're on the clock right now, aren't you?
It depends on who's going to hear this audio, boo.
I will make sure your supervisor does. Thank you, Shataria, for chiming in to the M-Boo.
You're welcome, Mike.
I
know that you're
going to
have me on your show again,
and
I can't
next time.
Wait.
Thank you, guys.
Peace out.